ABC Radio Australia.
Well, it's only a matter of days until the region's premier political gathering gets underway, and host Solomon Islands says it will be taking the lead on providing security. Ahead of the Pacific Islands Forum leaders meeting, both Australia and China have donated millions of dollars worth of vehicles and equipment to local police. Experts say this reflects the competition between the two countries for influence in the country. Solomon Islands Prime Minister Jeremiah Manele says the donations will enable the local force to maintain peace and security independently.
In terms of policing arrangements, we have been in consultation with our partners over the last month and so, and we've agreed, we've come to some understanding that the RISIP will take the lead in terms of providing security for the forum leaders meeting. But as and when the need arises for us to need additional help, we do have standby arrangements in terms of our bilateral arrangements with our partners. So that is the agreement that we've reached. And of course, we thank our partners for their support in terms of logistics that will facilitate the work of RSIPF.
Mr. Manele also says leaders from 17 of the 18 forum member countries are coming for the meeting, demonstrating regional unity.
In terms of their attendance, and it's because of the critical issues that are on the agenda that the forum leaders will meet. There are ongoing critical challenges and issues that are common to all of us in the region. Climate change affects everybody. The oceans and fisheries affects everyone. Natural disasters affects everyone. Peace and security, that affects all of us. So as a Pacific family, that unity, I believe, is there, and that is manifested in terms of the attendance of all our leaders except Samoa, because they've just had elections.
Solomon Islands PM Jeremiah Manele speaking to the media there in Honiara.